And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hey, man! We're back, and it's going to be just as annoying as it was last year, is Garage Sale Gloat.
Whoa, look at that one over there.
Well, in our first...
Hey, that could be you in 20 years.
First gloat of the year, it could be. Except he's got too much hair.
Yeah.
So we've already hit a few. We're in a neighborhood garage sale. Nothing too spectacular. I just missed getting a great handmade... clay portrait of the woman's dad at an overpriced garage sale, and I was watching the lady who was going to buy it, and I'm like, oh, she's going to be like $10, and that lady's going to go like, oh, no thanks. And she goes, oh, you can have it for free, and I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah, we missed out on that one, but you got a lot
of
articles.
We got a picture of it, though.
Yeah, we got lots of funny pictures, but you got that vintage cassette deck.
Yeah, that's a crazy, like, school... cassette player or industrial of some sort. It's got all sorts of bells and whistles on it.
Yeah.
$5. Not bad at all for that.
Yeah.
I got some awful Star Wars books.
Yeah. I got a couple of I got Shaun of the Dead on DVD still in the shrink for 50 cents. And
can't go wrong with that.
No. And then you know, just the usual. Oh, I got that stupid fish bag. It's a bass bag.
I'm trying to remember what else I got. I got the dirty
crossword puzzle.
Dirty crossword puzzles. I got a flashlight that hangs around your neck and some more magazine boxes, which I need.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, one of the Star Wars books is called The Empire Strikes Back, So You Want to Be a Jedi. And it's written all in, like, teenager talk, but teenager talk is written by, like, probably a 40-year-old man or woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So it looks awful. Awful. So it was cheap. I had to get it. 50 cents.
Nice. Yeah. So we got a bunch more in this section to hit, and that's what we should be doing right now because there's a big one right behind us.
All right. Is it right behind us? All right. Yeah. Just went to an estate sale. Overpriced. Half price tomorrow, though.
Yeah. Then you get those two Beatles white album CDs.
Did you get them?
No, I wasn't going to spend $10 on two CDs.
I guess it's worth it for a white album.
I guess it's so, but I already have them. It'd be from, like, quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to make any money on them.
I don't know.
I got a dozen cassettes for $6 plus tax. That's 48 cents for you non-New York residents.
The stuff like VHS and cassettes, they're still pricing them cheap because they haven't figured it out there. Yeah. Books. Like, one guy was like, what are the books? And the guy who's running it is downstairs sitting in the Barker Lodge. He goes, soft covers are $3, hard covers are $5. That's how I price them because I don't know nothing about books. So just figure out what price, and that's all I do. And I don't deal with no books because you can't make no money off of it. And I'm just like, dude, shut up. Don't sit in the middle of your sale and talk about, like, making your money and overcharging for your book. Like, it's like, oh, DVDs. Oh, $3 a piece.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't want to sell a single one of those since everybody else has sold them for $1.50.
I mean, I would have bought those three Nancy Drew books if they weren't $5 each.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you could have gotten all those Nancy Drew books for a good price, it would be worth it to get them because they were the old ones, you know? But they weren't in the greatest shape either. I almost bought three G.I. Joe puzzles for $5 a piece. They were the ones that fit together, the panorama ones.
Right.
And I'd sold those before, and I can't remember if they sold really well or not, but I was like, yeah, I'm not going to... I'll take the risk on the spinning Smurf card game.
That was the Blue Moon Estate company.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we didn't talk about that watch that I got.
Oh, yeah. the kiss of my ass. Hey, kiss of my ass, a watch.
Right.
What time is it? It's
time to kiss my ass.
Half past kiss of my ass. Yeah, Johnny got a kiss. It's a little guy sticking his butt out. It's got, a little lip print on his,
yes,
on his butt, on his buttocks cheek.
She, I found the one thing in that garage sale that she really had no attachments to.
Right, right. Yes. Everything else was kind of expensive in that. She was just like, I would let that go for a buck or two.
She's like, $2, even $1. $1 it is. Still in the package. Watch, it goes for $100 or something.
Maybe. You never know.
Or yeah, 100 pesos.
I'm betting you could get a cool $5 to $10 for it. That's probably,
yeah, more realistic, we got,
but you never know. That's,
I got that
thing,
toy show coming up.
Yeah.
That's
well, that's what I was thinking too. I could,
speaking of which, that's a week from tomorrow.
I know. If that Smurf thing isn't worth anything, or if it's only worth $8, just throw it back up there for $8. Get my $8 back.
Yeah. No, so next Sunday, next weekend, there will be no show.
Yes, that's right. We will be selling instead of buying. And I thought maybe we could do a show there, but we'll be busy. You know?
Yeah, well, we're trying to make money.
Right. Well, I mean,
unless you, the listeners, would love to fund us, because gas is getting high.
Oh yeah, well that's another thing. That's another.
Factor.
Yeah, thing that we might be running into this year at Garage Sale Gloat. We're in a golden period now, but, you know, Johnny and I were talking about it, and it's like, yeah, it's going to cost extra for gas, but then we realized we may not be able to get gas all the time for garage sailing. So we will see where we are week by week.
One thing I'll say is this. Doing this on a Friday versus a Saturday. Good God, man. There's a heck of a lot of lawnmowers out.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they put off mowing their lawn, they have 3 days of rain. And if they put off mowing their lawns are probably pretty bad now. And if they let it go through 3 more days of rain, they're
just talking about the landscape people. They're everywhere today.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. It's going to be the last nice day for a little while, too. And plus, it's just that season.
That's, and it's a Friday.
That's when they're out doing it, yeah. But, I don't know. I kind of like, there's less people like us out there, like middle-aged men doing their, you know, resale.
Right.
Scrounging, which is good, because those guys are usually, these people are obnoxious in the way of they just are like cows, and
yes,
like people kept stopping in the estate sale, stopping in doorways and just standing there,
right,
and looking at me as I'm trying to come through the doorway, looking at me like, what are you doing? And it's like, trying to go through this door, what are you doing? Please decide. You know,
exactly.
Lots of that going on. But that place was weird. That place was a weird little, the way it was split level.
Yeah, laid out.
It was laid out off, very funny. It's just like, am I in the basement? Nope. The basement's just a few steps.
It kept going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it was even, the tool room was like a labyrinth. That was like,
yeah,
I was like, oh, there's another room. And it didn't even connect. It was like a dead end. Yeah, we're seeing lots of Civil War stuff, a lot of Civil War buffs. A lot of guns.
Civil War and World War II. That was a,
yeah,
that was a thing the boomers were into, but they were fresh off of World War II. Not as much fresh off the Civil War, though. Yeah, honestly, it's a little creepy. A little creepy. Yeah.
My dad was saying, my dad was born in 1949. In the 50s, he remembers when the last Civil War veteran died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That would have been right. Yep. Still not that long ago.
No, it's, what, 60 years ago? 70 years ago?
Well, when they were dying, yeah. Yeah. Civil War was a bit more than that, but...
Now we're to the point of, like, World War II. There's, like, only a handful of people left.
Yep. Yep. Just a few.
Yep.
And not for long. All right. On that happy note... and... Sorry, it's... We're in a new Bueno Mobile, but here's another thing that... Time for some more grousing.
Okay.
Modern technology. It's, all of a sudden, they've decided you can't just plug your player into the car anymore with just like a, with, you know, like a headphone jack. So I have to plug in my... I have to plug in my player so that it comes up and you can play an album on it if it hooks up, but it hasn't hooked up really. So, it's the radio. Exactly. But you would think your options for music would become more and easier as technology got better.
What do I always say about my old roommate and his saying? There you go, thinking again.
Yeah.
What are you doing thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just want to...
They don't want you to think.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, anyway, grousing over onto more garage sales. We're not doing too badly, really.
Not too shabby.
I also got a Amish hat there, so an Amish-made hat, which... is exactly like the one I lost in the fire, so that's nice. I'll get to look at that again.
Yeah. You know, there's a different feel to this season, I feel like, versus the last couple.
Well, I don't know, man. We're only, like, a couple hours into...
Well, I'm just saying as far as me and, like, I don't know. I kind of felt like, especially two seasons ago, the urgency about you getting stuff back.
And then,
And then last year, there was definitely more urgency... I don't know if there's as much urgency for you getting stuff back.
No, there isn't. No. I pretty much have gotten all the stuff I need in my house now, and it's back to, like, looking for stuff to sell. You know?
Right.
Not that I wasn't looking for stuff to sell last year, but I was certainly buying less stuff to sell than...
Well, you buy a lot of funky decorations and
yeah,
stuff
that's,
like
that's
that.
That's what our house needed, but, like... We're in a much smaller house, so it doesn't take long to get the house decorated up nicely, you know? So we're pretty much furnitured and decorationed up. I've got two long boxes full of comics already, and...
A magazine box, too.
Yeah, I've got like one magazine box just full of Mad magazines
right.
at this point. So I'm doing pretty good, you know, and I've got enough books to read. I've replaced a lot of my, like, favorite books in the world.
Moving sale.
All right.
Move in.
Get the fuck out of town.
Yeah!
Everything must go!
Go!
Okay, it's 125 Seneca, did it say?
Yes, sirree.
Is that what we're on right now?
Yes, sirree.
All right, well, we got to go. We got a moving sale, and everything has got to go.
Rudman.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be back quick. All right, so we just went to another garage sale.
And actually, it was a moving sale. Remember,
everything must go.
That's.
I think they might be lying on that.
Yeah, it seems like that's a permanent sign.
It was sketchy. A lot of dirty stuff.
Another.
And dirt, not dirty as in X-rated, but just like covered with mud and.
Yeah, I gotta wash my hands and just like.
And like all their DVDs were bootlegs, were like photocopied covers and stuff. So whatever. But then I saw they had records. And I have to remember it. I keep telling myself when I'm at home, $5 is cheap records now.
Yes.
$5, not a dollar, not 50 cents. A dollar and 50 cents are miracle prices for records or for just beat up Mantovani records. But for regular rock and roll records, $5 for something in decent shape is good. And his records were $5 a piece. And the covers are a little beat up, a little, not bad, not torn up. But the records in all of these are in beautiful condition. I got Molly Hatchet, the classic, self-titled with the Frazetta cover. Def Leppard, Pyromania. Not a Def Leppard fan, but this is a classic rock album.
That's my favorite Def Leppard. That and
probably the only decent one.
Well, the one before it was good with High and Dry.
This is on my Supertramp Breakfast in America on my want list of records.
Favorite. Clarinet does not belong in rock and roll.
Oh, it's I
Get
love
that
it.
Get that shit out of here.
I love it.
Clarinet.
These guys,
Roger Hodgson.
And here's what I bought the records for.
Whoa,
John Volby. Give me dirt or give me death.
How the fuck did you pull that one?
Dr. Dirty in Pixieland.
Man.
And Sit on a Happy Face by John Volby with Tina. Smile, bitch. I love your abs. John Volby.
That's ass.
Oh, ass. I love your abs. Okay, that makes more sense.
I love your abs.
Well, you might love your abs. I could love some ladies' abs. But anybody who doesn't know who Dr. Dirty John Volby is, he's a local guy. He's actually had some national... He's been in a couple movies. But, He sings the classic, ay, 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 your mother don't wipe, she drip dries.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Your mother does deep knee bends over fire hydrants. Exactly like that. And if you guys want to get really kinky about it, go on YouTube and search Piss Pot Meets Dr. John Volby.
And Dr. You can, Dirty John Volby.
And you can see my... Basically, me meeting in a very, very potentially dangerous situation, meeting Dr. Dirty. All right, we're at another garage sale. We gotta go.
I gotta go after this.
Oh yeah, I could go too. All right, bye.
So,
all right, we are back on the road.
Kind of.
Sort of. Jackie's taking out someone's mailbox.
They had it coming.
They did.
Fuckers.
Pieces of shit.
Putting the mailbox right in front of the fucking edge of the road.
Haven't picked up a lot of shit since the last time we talked to you. I got a nice little, Western drawing. It looks like it's mixed media of magic marker and crayon. Mm. But it's a neat little, you know, like Western scene.
And where'd you
landscape.
Get that?
At Colleen. Yeah, I actually paid Colleen.
And she said, "How you doing, sweetie? Can you like not hog the whole road?"
Jesus Christ! we've been plagued. We were going to one garage sale, and ahead of us was some asshole with a fucking truck hauling a trailer full of rocks.
Not just hauling a trailer. Trying a overfilled trailer.
Oh, way overfilled. Way bigger than the truck should, you know, for the truck, for everything. Just crawling down the road.
Like, literally doing 15 miles an hour.
So we passed him.
Johnny went around him and with his directional on and then went back around to park.
Yeah. Do that, Johnny, in the third person. Then Johnny parked.
And you know what happened to Johnny then? tell him what happened, Radic. What
Johnny
happened to
got, Johnny? Johnny got... That guy goes... The guy, like, very specifically just did, like, "You're a fucking dumb bastard." He had some, like, whatever he thought of in his head.
You're a fucking dumb idiot.
Something like that.
And he flipped me the bird.
And then I looked him... I gave him crazy... And let's just put it this way. The guy looked like he could kick my ass easily.
But well, he was old.
But I did some... I'm old, too.
No, he looked really old.
And
maybe just because he was drinking.
Yeah, no, he's probably younger than us and an alcoholic is what's going on.
That's how it typically goes.
Yeah. And I gave him the hard look in the eyes, and he, like, looked away, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, this guy's not a fucking paper towel. Because I was looking at, I was like, I'm going to stare him down, and then I'm like, don't fucking stare him down, you idiot. You can't fight anybody.
So we didn't even talk about my big score, kind of, sort of, way, way back. Do you ever remember? Oi! Grandpappy Popeye!
Oh, yeah! Oh, hoy hoy!
That guy had a whole slew of Popeye stuff, but I think that was the best one of them all. And it was a grandpappy stuffed.
I think it's modern. I think it's like.
No, it was like 86.
86, okay, excellent.
So it's like 40 years old, and he's like, he had $6 on it, and he gave it to me for $5. And that thing was what, 2 feet tall?
Yeah.
It was like a 2 feet tall.
And he had an olive oil and a sweet pea, too.
But they were, like, small.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't want to get saddled with everything.
You wanted to get more Popeye for your money.
Yeah, Popeye, and I wanted it because I'm going to sell it next week's show. It's a perfect thing to put out for $15 and sell it in an instant or more. Or put 20 on it and sell it for 15, you know. But that's a nice piece.
We'll see. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to bring. I'm bringing a box, a magazine box full of UFO magazines.
You got to bring your box of boys.
Oh, I'm bringing the box of boys for sure.
The wrestling boys.
Yeah, the wrestling boys.
For all you continuity freaks out there.
You guys remember the wrestling boys because I think it was the beginning of last year that we got them.
Yes. And that was before Hulk Hogan died.
And the
only thing I got out of it was that that book, remember? Because the whole yard was filled with wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
But it was all, like, wet. It had been, like, dewed out.
Yep, they made the mistake of putting the garage sale out the night before, thinking, we'll get ahead of everything, And it's not supposed to rain, but then they don't realize that it doesn't need to rain.
No, it just needs to get cold.
It needs to get cold, and then the moisture, like, metastasizes inside of your bags of stuff and things. Yeah, it just ruins everything.
Yep.
Don't do it, folks.
That's why you never load your comic books into your car the night before your trip.
Yep, you're just going to get little packets of wet comics.
And you never leave them out in the sun either, because they'll sweat.
I'm going to have to get us a Bluetooth speaker, and then that's how we'll listen to our...
music?
Listen to our music when we get going.
Yeah, you can just mount it right next to...
Yeah. And actually have some real tunage. Don't worry, guys. This is always the first garage sale gloat. We're in a new gloatmobile, which, gotta say, it's riding in comfort.
It's definitely comfortable. And it's nice to not have to, like, look down at my phone while I'm trying to find.
We have much more space for large items if we ever have to get anything.
Right, including the bird bath that you haven't even mentioned
yet. Yeah, that's right. I did get a bird bath. It's kind of a little disappointing because it's plastic. It's plastic. But it is a working bird bath, and it being plastic isn't that big a deal because I can modify it, you know. I'll find ways to modify it to make it look cool. But we have lots of birds in our backyard, and they need baths. They all need baths.
Looks like we got an accident on the other side of this road.
Dirty, dirty birds. Oh, what else? Did I mention my X-rated crossword puzzle
book? Yeah, you did. You did mention that.
I didn't mention that the guy said, I'd say enjoy yourself, but that would be creepy. It's like, well, the fact that you have X-rated crossword puzzles and basically, what the hell was that game?
Oh, it was the Twister.
But it was Twister, but it was basically Twister, but sheets for your bed for Twister, and then a game that you played.
See, that's the sort of thing that you bring at like a...
It's called Humpster.
Right. Man, I cannot get around this corner.
Is this an accident? This must be an accident.
It is. Ridgeway, corner of Ridgeway and Elm Grove. Call that in to Ernie, a pie in the sky.
What else? Oh, I also got some paints. I also got some...
Henpeck Park at Roach Landing?
Jesus Christ. And we should open the windows. You can hear all the women just going, "You little wimp, what the fuck is the matter with you? Why don't you tell him you need a raise, you fucking little baby?
I'll cry me a river, why don't you? What, are you
going to cry? You going to cry? Cry. Why don't you cry, little baby?
Fucking snowflake.
fucking Henpeck Park. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of snow.
Stay away.
Whoa, we just 28:50, and I think we just passed our spot.
All right, well.
But there's Ruddy Duck Lane.
Oh, so little music. I'm probably going to use our old closing theme for today, but we got to think of a new closing theme for Grouchelle Gloat.
What's happening around here?
What's happening to me?
2858. It's got to be this right here.
Right? I think so. 2850. Wow. 2864. So how can there be a 2858? How is that? Is this Ridge Road?
Ridgeway.
Oh. Yeah, I don't understand. That's the second time that's happened.
Yeah. No. Oh, 2758.
So is that back that way or that way?
I don't know, but I'm not sure people want to be hearing us trying to navigate, do they?
Oh, I don't know. Do you? Do you guys want to hear us navigate? Oh, no music, nothing. Wait, let me turn some music on so you guys have some music. You want me to jangle some keys in front of this, too? What are you guys watching the TikToks and you need pictures of someone playing a video game at the bottom of your audio script? Do you need us to put... Oh, music, here we go.
Why don't you call your mommy?
Yeah! Now that you're safely done talking about nipples. Pointy nipples. Well, we just went to another estate sale.
Speaking of Madonna.
Very expensive. But nice art stuff. I finally had to ask about the person who lived there, and they said she was a curator for Sotheby's. Mm-hmm. Which means she had opportunity to get a lot of stuff. And obviously, she had a taste for Indian stuff, and she had that one of those neat beds that like hang in your backyard. It's like a big round hanging bed, futon thing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I was like, "Did you see that when we walked in the door?" And you go, "Yeah." You're heading down in the basement.
I saw it. I didn't look at it. Oh, Papa Joe.
They had $5,000 on that.
Well, that's why I wasn't looking too closely.
And yeah, it was. What now? Was that the place we went? Was that? Did they have the Beatles stuff in the basement at that place, or was that a different place?
That was a different place.
What about that guy in the basement of the? There was some neat Beatles stuff in there.
Oh, like, it was that basement. It was that place.
There was a poster
of Hungry Charlie's.
But there was a poster for an art exhibit that John and Yoko did in
Syracuse.
That sucker is probably worth a lot of money. That was probably a good deal on the Beatles stuff, just for that poster, probably.
Right.
But, yeah, whatever. All I know is, what about that guy in the basement who was fucking farting and talking to himself?
Yeah, that was kind of weird, and...
I almost wanted to go like, dude, shut up, man. Who are you talking to?
He was talking to his special friend.
I guess so.
Sorry, I'm trying to navigate here at the same time.
He was just being really creepy down in that basement.
Yeah,
he was. And farting.
I didn't notice the farting piece. I was shopping, but I would have smelled it for sure.
He walked by me and just like dropped one. But I got some records there. Once again, $5, cheap for the cheap bottom line for records.
Especially at estate sales.
I got a recordable record that looks like it's written in French. Or, I don't know, this might be a... No, it's French. And it says Benedictions Ritual, 77. So it's... Somebody recorded maybe something.
Wasn't that
the
same year The Omen came out?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it'll be some really creepy stuff. I got no record, just the record in a sleeve of Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy, which I've been thinking, we were talking about Houses of the Holy just the other day.
Right.
And my first Led Zeppelin, I used to have all the Led Zeppelin on vinyl, man.
So you know,
doubles and triples of some of them.
No.
Oh my God. The money I would make with my old record, my burned up record collection right now, like literally just months after, it would be obscene. I got Little Criminals by Randy
Newman.
You did
get it then, all right.
Oh yeah, who are, you know, short people. I got Tony Curtis, Yul Brynner, and Harold Hecht's Taras Bulba. Music conducted by Franz Waxman. I just got this for the cover. That's an amazing cover and an amazing font. And Stevie Wonder talking book.
Yep.
One of the great Stevie Wonder records from the golden years of when Stevie Wonder was at his peak.
Yep.
So that's good. I got a bunch of records to clean for... I don't think I'm going to sell any of these.
I just got one record, which was the Pat Benatar record, Live from Earth.
Why'd you buy that one?
Well, it was in really good shape, first of all. And second of all, it's highly sellable. So.
Uh-huh. No other reason than those?
Well,
nothing,
you know,
else? Nothing else? Nothing else caught your eye?
Well, everyone knows that sex sells.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of
which... Let's just say if it was a comic book, it would have a headlight cover.
Right. And then I got Wham's Make It Big on cassette.
Wham, Make It Big.
Yes.
You know what? I've never realized how gay that album title is. I took it just literally as a teenager. And I even knew they were gay. What the hell? Dense am I, man?
So first you make it big, and then you gotta make sure you wake me up before you go-go.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
You know, Careless Whispers and all that shit.
Wow. Hey, my first dance with a crush was Careless Whisper in middle school. No, it was in high school. It was a high school dance.
Oh, God.
As she reached behind my head and grabbed onto my little rat tail that was hanging down.
I thought she was going to say she reached around and felt a bald patch.
No, not yet. Not at that point.
Not in high school. You had a luscious head.
I had a lion's mane of hair at the time.
Me too.
But, yeah, that was it. Yeah, my genetics were not going to allow that to continue.
Yep, good times.
Yeah, I had that. I was going bald according to my mother's side and my father's side, so, you know.
I used to like it how my uncle used to tell me about how I was going to be going bald while I was balding, like him. You know, your father, your grandfather on your mother's side, remember him? Yeah. Bald as a cucumber. It's like, you mean like a cue ball? Yeah. It's like, you're in trouble, buddy. It's like, my uncle's got the same forehead as me.
Cucumbers are bald, but like, if you're going to, like if your uncle had a long, like, Bert head, Bert puppet head or something like that, then the cucumber might work, but you're cool. Yeah, it's like your uncle's getting cool and bald mixed up.
Yeah, well, you know those.
You're as cool as a cue ball and bald as a cucumber. That's right. I'm cool uncle. I got all the catchphrases.
It's so funny because his catchphrase for me when he wanted to get a hold of me, nephew! That's how he would call me.
Okay.
Nephew!
Well, I mean, straight to the point.
I guess so. My dad used to call me number one.
Number one son?
Yes.
So your dad wanted to be Charlie Chan, basically?
Pretty much. It's like, at least he didn't call me number two.
Did you call him Pop? Because that's what number one son called Charlie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Those
aren't the kind of cars you race, yet they're like racing each other.
Well, it's because they're probably stolen cars.
Through traffic. Oh. Oh, yeah, that actually makes more sense.
We just had three cars while we're driving through the heart of the city of Rochester right now. And it's 3 o'clock, so it's pretty busy.
Decent traffic, yeah.
And people, these three cars, little punch bug, you know, were just like flying through.
Weaving in and out.
Yep. I guess we're taking a detour.
Oh.
Sorry.
Do we have any other stuff? I see we're getting navigated to somewhere.
Because I took us to the wrong spot. I was supposed to go on 490 and I missed it.
Do we got another?
What we can do?
Are we headed towards another sale? Or
no, but there's a pizza chef right next door here.
Oh, yes.
The pizza wizard.
Oh.
Wasn't there a pizza wizard right here?
Where are we? No, I don't think so. Pizza wizard's down in the Swedge. It's down, I'm trying to think of what it's...
Well, it's re-navigating us back onto the highway because we missed it.
Yeah.
So that'll be easy enough.
I mean, we're not that far from Pizza Wizard. It's on why do I want...
State Street?
No. Where the little theater is.
East Avenue.
That's not East Avenue.
Little theater?
Not the little theater, the cinema theater.
South Clinton.
It's on South Clinton, yes. That is where it is. Pizza Wizard's delicious, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was fun and exciting.
All right, so I guess we're done, guys.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
9 to 3.
Not a bad
very working
day.
Very for, working man shift.
I think we made the right, well, we definitely weather-wise made the right decision on not going out Saturday, but really, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is not a good weekend for garage sale.
Oh, we did okay. I bought a lot of cassettes today.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think
that.
I'm going to be doing cassettes this year. Last year it was Blu-rays, and I've done okay selling a few of them, but I still have a bunch of them on eBay.
You need to find those hip-hop ones.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, I did years ago on the side of the road. I sold a bunch of them for $10 each. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say, imagine what that would what those would go for now.
I kept the one, the Snoop Dogg one. The Snoop Dogg one's great because it's the... it's actually got an extra track on it that's not on the vinyl.
Yep. When they used to do that.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, next week is Toy
Show.
Next
week we're working. Well, I'm sure we'll have a few Well, I'm not sure. Maybe we won't have any stories from it, but we probably will have some stories about it.
Who knows? Maybe we'll sell some of this stuff. I mean, I'm going to be selling that Grandpappy Popeye, that's for sure.
I don't know if anything I got today is going to go in. Maybe the Smurf.
Totally the Smurf. Maybe the Smurf. The Smurf is totally, it's vintage.
I have to look up the Smurf.
Vintage.
Oh, I know it's vintage. But, yeah, I got to make sure the Smurf works and slings his cards and all that. Gonna make sure that Smurf works.
Put that Smurf to work.
He's gonna earn his keep. That's what Smurfs are for.
Yeah, man.
Is that your car just warning you of other cars when they get?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it also flashes to brake when I get too close to somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. I'm an idiot when I drive.
All right, guys.
What's happening to me?